here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.
Are you struggling with weight loss? Scared of getting the shot? Golo is a better way to lose weight. No prescriptions or insurance required. Just take one Release supplement with each meal and follow the Golo for Life plan. Golo's Release contains 7 natural plants and 3 key minerals to target body fat and combat the stress of dieting. Golo is clinically proven to work and safely and effectively controls sugar cravings and hunger while minimizing muscle loss, so you feel good and inspired to reach your goal weight. Stop going with the latest fad starvation diet. Stop depleting yourself and robbing your body of energy. Start living your best life today. Golo is effective and affordable, so before you consider drastic measures like the fad diets and new weight loss injections with potentially dangerous side effects, including significant muscle loss, learn more about Golo at Golo.com. Again, that's Golo.com. Join the 5 million who have already made the switch to Golo today. Visit Golo.com. That's Golo.com.
BSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in. Hour number 2 of the program here on Wednesday morning. And you just heard right there the good news, I guess. I mean, we still got to get through one more day of it. But as Christine explained, this is the last day of the heat advisory. So you just got to get through today. You got to get through today with the high level of humidity, the high heat, and then we're going to get some storms tomorrow, which if you missed our conversation with Scott Pemberton yesterday about 50s night, those storms shouldn't impact 50s night from happening tomorrow night. They're going to be gone by lunchtime, and then the sun's going to come out, and we should have nice, cooler weather for 50s night. And as Scott pointed out, that'll be huge because the last couple of years have been very hot and humid down there on 50s night. I remember 2 years ago, I had to go set up a remote broadcast right afterwards for the next morning at Blue Point in Acushnet. So I left 50s night a little bit early, drove over there with all the equipment to go set it up. And by the time I got over there, like, thank goodness they still had the air conditioning on when I arrived, because I was just a sweaty mess. So it'll be nice to have it be a little bit more comfortable this year. If you're planning on coming down and hanging out with us, maybe you haven't gone down to 50s night before and this will be your first time. You're in for a real treat. So we have a lot of things that we can discuss, and a reminder that in the next hour, we'll be joined by Patton Oswalt, the comedian and actor who you know from things like Ratatouille, but also all kinds of things. One of my favorite things that he has done is he was the narrator on The Goldbergs, and he made that show so much better with his narration. For something that can be cheesy, when they have the voiceover for shows like that, it worked out perfectly because He just delivered it great. But you've seen him in so many things. Now you can see him at the Vets in Providence coming up on Saturday for the Effervescent Tour. And we'll be talking with him about that and giving away tickets. There's a story that WPRI had this morning on their website on WPRI.com. That when I read this morning, I thought, what a disaster. And how do you make this up to people? So the human services director for the city of Woonsocket is stepping down. I guess they're saying it's not related to this situation, but the city is now going to be taking new measures to screen the documents that they post upload to online databases after dozens of residents' sensitive personal information was posted on the city's website. The city council was supposed to have a meeting, I guess, last night, but decided not to have the meeting in the wake of this controversy. So the human services director, Michael Houle, uploaded this document that contained the names, numbers, home addresses, and even health conditions of dozens of residents he interacted with last year. And in at least one instance, a resident's social security number was posted. And he said that it was uploaded accidentally and that it wasn't his fault. Now, he's also stepping down from his position as human services director next Friday, but he says that's because he's reached a limit for how long a retired part-time worker can serve the city and that his exit is unrelated to the current controversy. And he has a prototypical passing the buck statement to WPRI to Target 12. He says, unfortunately, the error occurred at the city clerk's office. I did what I was supposed to do as a director. So the people who found out that their names were uploaded here are like, well, what are you going to do about this? They uploaded this on Friday and then found out that they had the wrong document up and took it down on over the weekend. But who knows who downloaded it in that time since. Now, in all likelihood, nobody did. In all likelihood, nobody knew that it was there. No scammers went and found it. No identity thieves went and found it. But it's the thought that it could have been. And if somebody hadn't noticed it, how long would it have taken before they did take it down? So here's what happened. At the request of a city councilor, Houle, the human services director, said he dropped off his daily log with the city clerk's office last week. He said the document was only intended to be reviewed by the councilor, but instead it was attached to the city council meeting agenda and posted publicly. Whoa, well, that's a different story, because if, you know, they're anything like New Bedford, New Bedford takes that agenda, posts it to the website, but then also sends it out to the media. So does the local Woonsocket media now have all these people's personal information? So that there's at least 4 or 5 people that have come forward and talked to WPRI about this. And one of them said, I want them, being the city, to pay for my identity protection. When our personal business is out there online for everyone to see, it is out there in the world. It never goes away when it's online. Never. But now they're at least putting in, you know, some checks to make sure that this doesn't happen again. But could you imagine that? Could you imagine if, you know, the city's human services director talked to you, wrote down all the information for their own notes? You're like, okay, I understand. That's, you know, for the conversation that you'll have with the city councilor about this. I get it. But then you find out that that was uploaded online and attached to the meeting agenda. That's a monumental screw up. And it wouldn't, I guess it wouldn't have been as big of a deal if it was just the names and addresses of the people that he spoke to. I mean, still, that's not what they were speaking to you for, but that might be one thing. But the fact that there was personal information from personal conversations and someone's social security number, which, why did you even have the social security number in your notes? You're only going to share it with another city councilor, but did that city councilor need to have that person's social security number? I don't know. I think there might be a little something more here than what they're telling us. But I feel for those people, because in a situation like that, you're just waiting for a shoe to drop. You know, every time I hear a bank or a store that I do business with and they would have my credit information, every time I hear that there was a hack, I'm like, well, I know how my luck is. I'm sure I'll be getting a suspicious withdrawal on my account any minute now. And then you just keep obsessively checking. And I've had very few instances of that happening, probably because I have very little money. So nobody's really stealing. As I've said, why would anybody want to steal my identity? If they did, they'd be like, please take it back. We can't afford to be you. But the limited times that I've had issues, I want to say, you know, thank you to the organizations and businesses that have quickly rectified it. And I've never really felt too much of a hit from it. But there's still one situation I have yet to resolve, and it's not a big deal. But last year I did a ghost event on Block Island, and the organizer paid me with a gift card, like a one of those like Visa gift cards you buy in the store. And he put the dollar amount that we agreed on the card. Gave it to me. It was also supposed to be for any incidentals while I was on the island, you know, paying for food and anything like that. I didn't use the card for any of that. I had brought some cash with me, and I just used the cash. And then when I got home, I was like, well, let me use this card. And I went to the store or something and went to use it and couldn't use it. Called the company, zero balance on the card. Now, this person definitely put the money on it. But what happened was, it was one of those scams where they write down the card number in the store and then wait till somebody activates it. And I had to file a formal complaint. That was a year ago. And I still haven't heard anything from the company about it, one way or the other. And there's no money on the card. That's probably the worst thing that's happened to me in terms of these, you know, scams and identity theft situations and all of that. But I've also never had my personal information posted on a city website either. So I think you're going to find out that, yeah, the city will be paying for identity theft monitoring for the folks who are impacted. It's the least they can do. First of all, what does that cost for a year per person? $100? And how many people were affected? I mean, there's so much technology these days that you can, you know, mistakes are going to be made. You've got to upload a document. Okay. You know, you got to upload this, but only upload it so that this person can see it, but don't put it on the website so everybody can see it. You know, I can understand mistakes can be made. But this is the kind of mistake that can have serious impact on people's lives. And we're sorry just doesn't cut it in this situation. There needs to be active steps to protect the people who were exposed. 508-996-0500. That's a legitimate phone number. That's our phone number. We are not giving away somebody's phone number that we found online. And you can send app chat messages and open line voicemails in the WBSM app. If you missed the news at the beginning of the hour, Phil was telling us how the bid in downtown New Bedford is no more. The BID is D-E-D, dead. I know that that's not how you spell it. It's a reference. But the business improvement district that was proposed for downtown New Bedford, the proposal, the petition to create one is being withdrawn. New City America, the group behind it, informed council, the city council finance committee chairperson, Linda Morad. There we go. Got it all out there. They informed her that they are going to be withdrawing the petition rather than going forward with another meeting that was going to happen next week, and that they will not be at that meeting. So the folks who were behind the No Bid in New Bedford campaign, it worked. I don't know if it worked because of your efforts to educate people about what your fears were that would happen as a result of it, or if it was just because people weren't interested. But take a victory lap either way. But now what do you do about the people who felt like there was a need for the services that this business improvement district was going to offer? You've already got the DNB organization, you know, perhaps they should be speaking with those business owners. And here's the thing, too. Those business owners who were ready to sign on to the bid were willing to pay an assessment every year to provide the funding for those services. If DNB was willing to do the same things, or some other, you know, grassroots from within the downtown business community group was willing to do it, would you still be willing to hand over the funds to them? Because you can still get the things that the bid was promising you could happen. It just might be coming in a different way, and it might require a little bit more legwork from the business owners themselves, but it can happen. It can be done. 508-996-0500. We're going to take a break and be right back.
Heavy you collapse. No. Well, I never had to knock on wood.
And welcome back. And we're going to be going into the newsroom in a moment. On the other side of that, we can take more of your phone calls. 508-996-0500, as well as your app chat messages and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And as I mentioned earlier in the program, people are asking, we don't have any update on the story of the cats in Acushnet that were hit by the car, might have been, you know, pushed out of the car or thrown out of the car. We don't have any updates on that, but we will let you know if we do hear anything. And if anybody does know anything about it, please contact Acushnet Animal Control or the Acushnet Police Department. The numbers for both are in the story at WBSM.com. And on the WBSM app. But let's get whoever the sick person is that did this. Let's have the police find them and hold them accountable. And so any information you have will help in doing so. All right, it is time now to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
Another day of dangerous heat. Is relief in sight? A diet that could be good for children's heart health. And Emmy Award nominations come out this morning.
From the WBSM Newsroom, This is WBSM News.
Forecasters are warning of life-threatening heat conditions across the eastern U.S. today. The National Weather Service says the combination of heat and high humidity will continue to produce dangerous conditions as widespread record-high minimum temperatures are forecast this morning across the east and the deep south. Our heat advisory is expected to end at the end of today. We'll check your full forecast in a moment. Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance will headline tonight's speakers on day three of the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee. The theme for the day is Make America Strong Once Again. Security at the RNC has been ramped up following the recent assassination attempt on the former president. Memorial service plans have been announced for the man who was killed in the Trump assassination attempt. Corey Comparatore was shot to death at a Trump rally in Pennsylvania Saturday while shielding his family from the bullets that were apparently meant for Trump. A public visitation for the man will be held tomorrow. The White House says there has been a drop in illegal border crossings since President Biden used his emergency powers to curb asylum access. Last month, the Border Patrol recorded the lowest number of encounters since January of 2021. Crossings have dropped about 50%. There's a march planned in Staten Island today to mark the 10-year anniversary of the police-involved death of Eric Garner. Scott Pringle reports.
Eric Garner's mother, Gwen Carr, tells New York One she's still fighting for justice, which she feels she didn't get with the loss of her son.
There was other officers who was involved in my son's death that day, and I think they should be fired also. But there was no action.
Former NYPD officer Daniel Pantaleo was fired but did not face charges after authorities say he used a banned chokehold on Garner while trying to arrest him. Garner is seen on video saying, "I can't breathe," shortly before his death, making national headlines. His death was ruled a homicide and triggered calls for more accountability within the NYPD. Scott Pringle, NBC News Radio, New York.
COVID cases are once again on the rise this summer. Experts were hopeful a downturn would continue.
So I was excited maybe this was going to be the last gasp, but doesn't look like it. It looks like we're in another surge.
Baylor infectious disease expert Dr. Peter Hotez says the problem is that we don't have a lot of information about this spike. Right now, a rise in cases is based on wastewater testing. The Centers for Disease Control is not putting out hospitalization numbers. Those are expected to return in October. The Mediterranean diet could improve children's heart health. Michael Kastner with details.
The diet, which focuses on plant-based cooking along with fruits, beans, seeds, fish, and lean meat, has shown benefits for adults. But new research shows children on the diet for at least 8 weeks showed drops in blood pressure and cholesterol. The study was published last week in the journal JAMA Network Open. I'm Michael Kastner.
And the 2024 Emmy nominations will be announced this morning. Actors Tony Hale and Cheryl Lee will unveil this year's nominees at 11:30 a.m. Eastern from the El Capitan Theater in Hollywood. The 76th Emmy Awards will take place on September 15th.
WBSM Sports.
The American League beat the National League 5-3 in the MLB All-Star Game last night. Red Sox outfielder Jaron Duran named MVP. Sox head to L.A. to play the Dodgers on Friday.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
The countdown is on. Today is the last day of our heat advisory. It's going to last until 8 p.m. this evening, but make no bones about it. Between now and then, it is going to get awfully hot. Temperatures in the upper 80s and low 90s this afternoon, feeling like the mid-90s, close to triple digits at times. Late tonight, a couple thunderstorms rumble through southern New England, and some of them could pack a punch with some gusty winds, so make sure you're staying weather aware. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
This WBSM news update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy, only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with a WBSM app.
And welcome back in. That is Rancid. They'll be playing with Green Day and Smashing Pumpkins on Wednesday, August 7th in Fenway Park. We've got your tickets at WBSM.com and the WBSM app if you want to enter to win. You can do so. We will pick a winner each day. And these tickets are brought to you, as all of our ticket giveaways are this year, by Stevie's Wine and Spirits on Huddleston Avenue in Fairhaven, the home of the Purple Dot, where you can try before you buy and where you can learn all about the great products they have there with their special tasting events and their different pop-up things that they have going on there. So make sure you follow them on Instagram and Facebook so that you can always keep up to date with that, including their big grand tasting happening this coming Saturday. We'll talk more about that in the coming days. Let's go back to the phones, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Morning, Tim. What's going on?
How you doing?
Not bad. So I was listening to your bottom of the hour news, and I got a comment on this RNC thing. Yesterday was an absolute clown show. So I don't know how many times I have to hear this about President Trump's assassination and how God intervened to save his life because he has so much work left for Trump to do and how he's blessed by the Holy Spirit. I've heard that so many times at the RNC. It makes me absolutely ill because you look at all the school shootings and the children that have died because of, you know, people going in and shooting up the place. Uvalde, you have Sandy Hook. Can we use the same interpretation of what they're saying and as if God just was finished with these kids? That's why he didn't spare their lives. It's using religion for political purposes is one of the most abhorrent things you can do as a politician or a political person in general or a political opinionator. Well, when I was listening, I heard multiple one of the Trumps, the sister-in-law, and I heard Huckabee Sanders say it. I'm just like, God, man, like, you can't do that. It's disgusting. It's actually using the Lord's name in vain. You're literally, that's what you're doing. You're using him, God, as a political point getter. Like, you're using them to gain political points, and that's disgusting.
Well, I don't know, because I think some of the people who are saying it are people who, you know, just give credit to God for everything that happens. So, but you're right. It does kind of create that weird dichotomy where if you say something happened because of divine intervention, well, then where was the divine when something horrible and tragic happened?
Right, exactly. It's more or less like, you know, when the evangelicals like to use this all the time, when a hurricane.
Oh, you're cutting out a little bit on us there.
It's judgment. But when it hits somewhere that's conservative, it's like, oh, yeah, it's just the way weather happens. You know, when a tornado rips through Nebraska, it's not God judging.
Oh, your phone keeps cutting out on us there. So, but you're right. I mean, they love to point out how, you know, Abraham Lincoln was the first Republican president. They love to compare Trump to Abraham Lincoln. Does that mean that God liked Donald Trump better than Abraham Lincoln? Because one of them, you know, one of them didn't survive. So
right. Yeah, it's really terrible. But I did, on a positive note with Donald Trump, one thing that I did hear this morning, or I read this morning, was he's considering Jamie Dimon for Treasury Secretary, which I think is a great idea. I think Jamie Dimon would be fantastic as the Treasury Secretary, better than Steve Mnuchin or whatever his name was. But it really crosses me the wrong way when you start using religion to gain political support. You know, put your policies out on the table and debate that. We've become a country where we elect celebrities. We don't elect policymakers. It culminated with Donald Trump. You know, it started, if you think about it, it started with Reagan, a B-list actor. It really increased around, you know, Obama. Although Obama was a policymaker, he wasn't a real celebrity, but he became a celebrity within the Democratic Party. And then it really culminated and peaked with Donald Trump. And we're electing celebrities, not policymakers any longer. And instead of being a head of state, you know, we became just a figurehead at the president's level. It's just really disappointing for this country on both sides of the aisle. You know, it's just we have to do better. We have to do better. And Donald Trump, you know, I'm not a Donald Trump fan. I'm never going to vote for the guy. I'll support him where I think he's done good, but I'll never be able to cast my vote for him. I can admit where he's done good things, but overall, I'm just kind of like in limbo right now. But I figured I'd chime in on that, the whole God thing, because I think it's disgusting. And you know it's going to continue.
Yeah, I was saying you got a couple more nights
now
of it.
Yeah, it's going to continue for the entire convention, and then you're just going to see that throughout the entire campaign. And it's going to be God intervening. God, you know, the Holy Spirit was on Donald Trump. That's why he magically turned his head at the right second. No, absolutely not. It's disgusting.
And
if you propose that, you're also disgusting.
Well, you also had someone who was killed in that situation, too. So it really does kind of make it look like you're saying one is more important than the other.
So Donald Trump is more important than the firefighter. I can't pronounce his. I forget his last name.
Comprador.
Yes. Yeah, I guess God, you know, doesn't really care about him, right? He only cares about Trump. You're a disgusting human being if you actually believe that, and if you ever promoted that and promoted that, whether it's on the airwaves or on television or just in print, you're disgusting. That's what I think.
All right. Well, thank you for the call. You have a good day.
You too, bud.
All right. We are going to take our next break here, 508-996-0500. If you would like to call in and chime in or send an app chat message or open line voicemail on the WBSM app. Before I go into the break, though, so you hear me talk all the time about all of these great events that they're putting on at Edaville in Carver. And as you know me, I'm a train geek. I love going on the train at Edaville, and I'll find any excuse that I can to go and ride the train there. But they know that there are a lot of people that are just like me that might want to just go and ride the train. They're not necessarily looking to spend the day going to the amusement park and riding on all the rides. I might go on the Scrambler when I go if I'm with somebody. Maybe the roller coaster that they have there now. But for the most part, I'm not really riding all the rides. I'm there to ride the train. And so they're coming up with more and more events where it is just about the train ride. And they have one of those events coming up on Friday night at 6 o'clock. You can enjoy a scenic and leisurely steam ride with your family for some good old-fashioned fun. And each guest, get this, it's a cake and ice cream train. Each guest will get a Hoodsy cup and a tasty cupcake to enjoy on the one-hour journey. So you do need to get your tickets online for this. They will not be available at the park to purchase. The box office won't be open. I've done some of these train-only events. So you order the ticket online. You pay for it online. You show up at the event and somebody just checks you in on the list. So there's no box office. You can't buy the tickets there. It's all pre-arranged. And you don't even go into the park. They built a platform near the park entrance that you get on the train right there. And the train will take you around and then you'll come back to that same spot. So the cake and ice cream train happening this Friday at 6 o'clock. And you know what? If you don't have a chance to make it to the cake and ice cream train on Friday, they're going to be doing it again on August 9th. So you've got another chance to try that as well. But these are just some of the great events that are coming up with at Edaville. And you can find out more by going to Edaville.com and by following them on Facebook. You know, like them on Facebook at the Edaville Family Theme Park page. All right. We are going to take a break now. We'll be back in just a few moments. Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And I was a little bit disappointed when I came in this morning because I thought there might be some leftover donuts from yesterday. Scott Pemberton came in and he did not come in empty-handed. He brought in a dozen donuts from Sunrise Bakery. And if you have never had a Sunrise Bakery donut, you've got to get over there and try one. Because not only are they delicious, but they last. So if there were any left over, they would have been perfectly fine the next day. They would have been just as delicious as they were yesterday when they were freshly baked. But alas, I came in, no donuts left. I could have had one. Don't give me that. I could have had one. But they have all kinds of delicious things at Sunrise Bakery. Not just donuts. They also have fresh baked pastries, muffins, and so much more. The nattas there are so good. Oh, man. I love when they bring those nattas in here. And I have more than one, I have to admit. You can also get their great sandwiches, too, made on their fresh baked Portuguese bread and pops. Casserla. And their casserla is, you know, it's the nice chunks of casserla. So you can have a nice sandwich. And you really don't have to just pick a meal with Sunrise Bakery. You don't just have to say, I'm going to go to get something for breakfast. I'm going to go to get something for lunch. You can get something for your whole day. Stop in and get something for breakfast now and grab a sandwich ready to go for lunch. Or you can get some buckets of all the stuff to fill the sandwiches, get the bread yourself, and make it whenever you are ready for lunch. And their sweet bread is out of this world. It's all just some of the great stuff they have over there. It's a sensational continental feel at Sunrise Bakery and Coffee Shop, 506 Bolton Street in New Bedford. Stop by. Give yourself a treat. You deserve it. You know, and if you want to bring another dozen donuts over here to the studio, that's cool too. Nah, I'm just kidding. But Casey, seriously, if you're listening and you're coming in today, bring some donuts. She was always the one that would stop at Sunrise and bring stuff in. But now she works from home all the time. So as we mentioned earlier, the bid in downtown New Bedford is no more. The petition to start the bid is being withdrawn. And there will be no more discussion about it. Well, I mean, certainly we'll have more discussion about it here, but there will be no more finance committee discussion. They're going to receive this letter from Marco Lamandri in the committee at the next meeting, and then just that's it. But I think the issues that people felt that the bid could address are still going to persist. So what can be done about that? Will the folks who are willing to chip in money to a business improvement district be willing to chip in that money to another organization? Maybe DNB, maybe something else that can pop up that's a little bit more organic instead of being an outside group that comes in and does this in other places. Can they start something on their own? So it'll be interesting to see if there are any next steps or if the business owners just decide to stick with the status quo. Because status quo might be in danger, considering that the Zyterian is going to be closed down for the next 18 months or so. And that we don't know what's going on with the Star Store. And yeah, we're going to get some development at State Pier. That's going to bring people into the city, but that's still a few years away. They haven't even decided what proposals to accept yet for that. They haven't even put a date on when they're going to have a decision on that. So you might have to be proactive right now if you feel like there's a struggle starting to happen in downtown. But if status quo works, as some of the businesses felt, you know, then see how that works out. 508-996-0500. I also have an article up at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app about the music of 50s Night. So if you want to share that around with your friends on social media, let them know that they can hear some of the greatest music of all time beginning at 3 p.m. tomorrow from 3 p.m. until midnight. Nothing but 50s music on WBSM, on the app, on the stream, online, on 1420 a.m. and on 99.5 FM. So you'll be able to hear Buddy Holly, Richie Valens, Elvis. I think there's some Wanda Jackson in there. Brenda Lee. Even a few novelty songs here and there. Every song was released after January 1st, 1950, and before December 31st, 1959. Nothing from the 40s, nothing from the 60s. All pure 50s music.
Again, begins at 3 p.m. From 3 to 10, it's going to be songs for the whole family. And then from 10 to midnight, it's the backseat music for mom and dad. And all the music on WBSM tomorrow is brought to you by Elite Auto Detailing, Market Basket, Leach Auto Body, Advanced Financial Group, and Empire Ford of Fall River and New Bedford. All right, I've got to take my final break of this hour. We will be right back. And welcome back in. We're going to be going into the news, and then on the other side, we should be joined by Patton Oswalt to talk about his upcoming show at the Vets in Providence on Saturday, and we'll be giving away some tickets as well. Ray sent a Snapchat message. I'll tell you why you have no donuts. Chris McCarthy always talks about donuts when he's on the air. He brought all those donuts home. Actually, Chris is free and clear on this one because I gave him a ride. So I know he did.
Fall's here, and so are incredible sales at Tanger Outlets. Find must-have handbags, footwear, and all the latest fall arrivals, all at unbeatable savings. Shop top brands like Nike Factory, Crocs, J. Crew Factory, Coach, Gap Factory, Old Navy Outlet, Under Armour, and even more brands you love. Save more every time you shop with deals up to 70% off. Tanger Outlets, always on trend, always on sale. Plan your trip at tanger.com.